So that's what I did until I became head of the education division of the which included student work, but a lot of other things too. Bivocational pastors and colleges. We had 5 Baptist colleges in the state. Then we're down to 4 now. And then when I retired from the education division, I worked part-time raising money for the and then they asked me to write a history, which is different from the election trustees, but it's a separate thing. Got 3 big and 20 small ones all over Georgia. I was asked to write their history. I took the next 2 years to write their history. And when it was published, they said, "You know more about us than we do. Why don't you work here?" And I said, "Okay, if it's part-time." So I'm now working part-time. So I make my own schedule. When they asked me if I could come over here on Monday, I said, "Yeah, I surely can." Meaning I wouldn't schedule any, you know. Uh-huh. You're my episode for today. I'm going to report, you know, to my, I'm the advisor to the president of the. That's my title, advisor to the president. We have all kind of problems, you know. Well, you don't know yet, but you will when you get into employing people and somebody didn't tell that he was sick and on and on and on. So I make my own schedule and have a good time promoting the Georgia Baptist Children's Home, working with the president. That's what I do now. When I get to be old, I plan to retire. I never had any hobby except reading, and I got stacks of reading all around, waiting for me. But I'm not going to do that for a while yet.
And what would you say about your life here in Roswell? What are the things that you like most about living in this community?
I like the fact that they take great pride in their community, and compared with Europe, of course, they're just a baby, but they think they're historic, you know. And I'm a member of the Roswell Historical Society, you know, mm-hmm. and I love to go and participate. And I'm a member of the Romeo Club, people who've lost a spouse. My wife died about 4 years ago, and she was a daughter of that James I was talking about. And really civilized me. She was such a great, great, great person. My wife was treasurer of the so I'm still on the board of the all because of my wife. She was the first treasurer, I mean, and helped raise $1,040,000 to build the building for the where they operate now. And I'm still on the board. And you see, what I'm trying to answer is how I participate in things and how the Roswell makes for a cultural background. And they have the art center I just mentioned about the plays. Always, I never miss a play. And all around town there are things. I used to be in the Roswell think tank. And our leader became a judge of the federal court and had to. So he had to stop leading us, and we don't have a new leader yet, but we will. So I'm in the think tank, and that's a rather arrogant terminology, you know, think tank, but that's that's what we do. Of course, you're in graduate school, so you're supposed to be arrogant too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My granddaughter who got a PhD from the university, taught undergraduates all the time. I don't know if you do any teaching much. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And she taught undergraduates. And they thought she was arrogant, of course. And a lot of arrogant people in Roswell, but I like them, you know, and I enjoy being here. And I don't actually live in Roswell, but Alpharetta's right there and Roswell right there, and I've got a little square right there. We have in our Arbor North subdivision, I mentioned, we have 32 houses. Youngest one's about 55. Oh, no, we got a, one family has two college students. I forgot about that. From Korea.
Just one more quick question, because we're just about out of time. How long would you say that somebody has to live in Roswell to be considered from Roswell?
That's an interesting question, isn't it? I don't know, but that depends on who does the considering. You know, they have a lot of the Historical Society. I can answer your question. The Historical Society elected a president about 4 years ago who had been in Roswell 2 years. They accept people for what they are. You don't have to be here a long time to be a native. You ask somebody, how long, when did you move here? 82. I say, well, you're a native. Oh, yeah.
All right.
But I told the people when you, when they called me, you know, that my mother was a native of Roswell, but I wasn't. I warned them about that. I hope you understood.
Oh, it's just fine. Like you said, you've been here more than 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to stop this now. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm delighted. I consider it a high privilege.